From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. Three Missouri school districts are receiving $3.5 million to build tornado shelters. The State Emergency Management Agency announced Thursday that grants will go to schools in Christian, Lawrence, and McDonald counties. The planned safe rooms would shelter more than 2,250 people. The projects will require local matches ranging from 10 to 25%. McDonald County's Goodman Elementary School was hit by a tornado in 2017. School was not in session, but the building was a total loss. A Kansas City tenant advocacy group is putting pressure on mayoral candidates to address the city's affordable housing crisis. The Kansas City Star reports the newly formed KC Tenants released its housing policy platform and demanded a response from 11 candidates running for mayor. The plan asks candidates to refuse donations from real estate developers and industry executives and calls for more opportunities for tenants to scrub evictions from their records. The group is also pushing for an emergency fund to help tenants who fall behind on rent and a, quote, ban the box policy that to bar landlords from asking prospective tenants about their criminal history. Tiana Caldwell, one of the group's leaders, applauded the city council members for their plan to spend $75 million to fund affordable housing, but she said more must be done to meet the tenants' needs in the future. A central Missouri man who admitted to shooting at officers and tractor trailers during an Interstate 70 police chase has been sentenced to 30 years in federal prison. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Russell Dean Moore Jr. of Fulton was sentenced Tuesday. He pleaded guilty in December to two counts of destruction of a motor vehicle, one count of unlawful transport of firearms, and one count of receiving stolen firearms. The April 2016 chase started when a stolen Jeep was spotted at a Columbia truck stop. Moore shot at Boone County deputies and tractor trailers in an effort to cause a serious accident that would stop the pursuit. The chase ended when the Jeep ran out of gas. No deputies or truck drivers were injured. The Columbia School Board will vote on sex education policy, substitute teacher service contracts, and next year's school calendar at tonight's meeting. The Columbia Missourian reports that the board is voting to update the district's sex ed curriculum to reflect new requirements passed by the state legislature in 2018, which require lessons to include information about sexual harassment, sexual violence, and consent. The board will also vote on the revised 2019-2020 school year calendar. If the revisions are passed, school will start on August 15th instead of the 13th, and classes will be projected to end on May 27th rather than May 29th next year. State law now requires a total of 1,044 hours of school attendance each year with no requirement for number of days attended. Another law that went into effect last year requires 36 built-in hours for makeup days in case of inclement weather. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News, Columbia.